Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
Well, Honk, if your event has been canceled due to coronavirus fears, man, what is going on? Well, anyway, welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. My favorite guest in all these 6 years of doing a Q&A is Mr. Ken Lane. He's the mountain gardener himself from Waters Garden Center, where they had their 58th annual spring open house this weekend. And Ken has brought some very green friends along, and we'll be talking about those and about other things going on at Waters Garden Center in just a moment. And then coming up later in the hour at about 2:45, our boss Sanford Cohen will check in with all sorts of updates about just what the heck is going on. Well, always cancellations and how it affects our programming and your event planning. Speaking of events, Toby Keefe tickets will go on sale to the general public tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center. The center will also play host to the Crossroads of the West Gun Show coming up the 28th and the 29th. And for those movie buffs who have been anxiously awaiting for the March 20th debut of A Quiet Place Part 2, nope, it's been backed up. Once again, coronavirus fears. Universal Studios, if you like horror movies and you enjoyed such recent hits as Get Out, Us, and A Quiet Place, and The Invisible Man, well, Universal Studios is jumping back on the horror movie bandwagon. They are starting to make a modern remake of Dracula. Indeed. Stay tuned. Ken Lane is just around the corner. Coming your way today on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away. Ken Lane is coming up.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Fee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey everybody, this is Ted Gettle.
And this is Adam Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. You know, Adam, winter's almost over.
Yeah, Ted, it's a good time to get your AC ready for summer.
My AC's fine. You're talking about the listeners, right?
Picky. Okay, all you listeners, let Gettles get you prepared for summer.
You mean get your AC prepared for summer.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Say bye-bye winter and get ready for summer with a Gettles AC system checkup. Don't settle. Get Gettles. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Some folks can throw 3 peanut butter sandwiches and a bike in their Subaru and go off into the boonies for a week. Others? Well, it's a good thing Subaru makes the Ascent, an 8-passenger sport utility worthy of the Subaru badge. With spring here, the Findlay Subaru Ascent matches big cargo capability to the famous boxer engine and all-wheel drive, so you can do your family trip to the boonies, even if it's just for a weekend. Every Subaru is engineered to deliver the best driving experience possible, no matter where you take it. During the Subaru A Lot to Love event, lease the 2020 Subaru Ascent Premium 8-passenger CVT for as low as $299 a month, or 0% financing with complimentary maintenance included. Findlay Subaru Prescott, and online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Unapproved credit plus tax, title, license, and 495 dock fees. Stock number S44341. Leased for 36 months with $4,600 at signing. 10,000 miles per year. Sale end 3/31/2020.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, the good news about all the rain we're seeing, that means that in a few weeks we're going to be seeing a lot of green, right, Ken Lane?
Oh, that is, you know, I just was in Austin, Texas last week.
Mm-hmm. Lisa for a graduation.
That's
correct.
Right, our daughter, Megan. So those of you, she grew up here. So mm-hmm. anyone that knows Megan Lane, she graduated from esthetician school last week. And so we're very proud of her. Went in for the holiday, for the graduation. And coming across the desert, there are so many wildflowers. It's amazing. The Texas bluebonnet, which mm-hmm. is a lupin, the asters, they're all just looking so good. This is going to be a blockbuster wildflower season. It's going to be a good garden season here in the mountains of Arizona. I remember last year, it was it like
we had a
week?
26-inch snowfall.
It was
the
nuts.
End of February. It was crazy.
I mean, it was nuts. It just slowed everything down. It just this is so much better. I'll take this.
Well, I'll tell you what. With all the rain we're getting across the state this week, I'm really glad it's not 10 degrees colder.
Well,
because we have snow shovels all over the place.
You know, this is actually for those that are new from like Southern Cal, Palm Springs, it does Phoenix, mm-hmm. Tucson. This is actually normal for us. This is how gardening's done at the higher elevations, the mountains of Arizona, and the plants that are starting to bloom now. So people are emailing and calling the nursery going, well, should I be worried? Should I cover them? Can they survive? I'm going, forsythia, they always bloom like this. They mm-hmm. love this kind of weather.
Sure.
Lilacs love this kind of weather. You're seeing a real pretty tree right now. It just opened up this week. It's purple leaf plum. It's a vase-shaped tree up to maybe 15, 20 feet tall. It's got pink flowers all over it. It loves this cool nights, warm days, and the moisture. That's why it's blooming. It's going, I'm so happy.
Yeah, sure.
And it's taken off. Redbud, there's a tree that's kind of similar, more kind of oval or kind of umbrella-shaped, mm-hmm. up to about 15, 20 feet again. It's got a red to really deep pink colors just opening up right now. It's been in bloom in the lower elevation, so mm-hmm. Kirkland, Hillside, Spring Valley, Mayer, those, it's been in bloom. It just opened here in Prescott, the next elevation up, and it will be fine. It loves everything about they're opening because they like this weather. So if you're planting right now, make sure you're planting spring things that love the spring. Spring is coming up this week.
Yeah.
And just hold off on putting in the summer things. There's some mm-hmm. things that don't like this.
Yeah.
They love the heat. They're kind of like, they got their flip-flops on. They got their t-shirts on. Mm-hmm. They're waiting to go outdoors. They're waiting to bloom. They're waiting to start, but it's just not warm enough for them.
So like the Joe Nichols song, they're waiting for sunny and 75.
Yeah. That's right.
Indeed. That's indeed.
Hey, do that again, will you?
Sunny and 75. Oh!
That's awesome.
Ken, before we talk about the guests you brought in today, let's talk about what's going on at Waters this weekend.
So it was 58 years ago this week, mm-hmm. Back in 1962, my father-in-law started Waters Garden Center. Now, he started with a station wagon, mm-hmm. and the story goes, the way he tells it, he had a shovel and he borrowed a wheelbarrow to start. We started landscaping. He can tell a story with the best of them. So we just feed the beast, keep it going. But it was 58 years ago.
Isn't that something?
And then he needed landscaping, then he started with crews, and he had some more trucks, and he needed a place, the garden centerpiece. And so every year at this time, we celebrate mm-hmm. with a grand opening. I never quite know if it's going to be snowing, raining, or just beautiful weather, because it's March in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So we bring in all of our growers. They're flying in from all over. I've only had one cancellation because of the virus.
Yeah.
Everyone else is, they're going to be here. So the people that created several of these plants, they actually created that new lavender, they created the new life. They're going to be here. They're going to stay in my basement, my guest room.
Yeah.
We're going to have dinner together. I'm taking them down to Brewing Company for beers on Friday.
Nice. Yeah.
We've got catered meals coming in the garden center for a private intimate party in the back greenhouse on Saturday. They're here all weekend. You can talk plants with, the nerdier you are, the happier they are.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get out much. So they're coming out of greenhouses or out of fields, and they just hang out and talk, and they love the energy. So I'm a little bit worried about all the rain. But we have a lot of greenhouse space. You can stay dry. Sure. It's still, the fragrance is still right.
Speaking of fragrance, yeah. Boy, you know, this studio all week long has been smelling of Lysol. And, and because you're here right now, it smells wonderful. And Lisa tells me it's not your aftershave. So describe for us what you brought along here.
I brought a couple things. I'm just thinking, okay, what can I bring that would energize my favorite host,
and help you'll him, find your check him. In its usual place.
It's kind of I brought this one, so we're kind of famous. Waters Garden Center. One niche that we're good at is herbs and vegetables. So not all of our vegetables are organic. All of our herbs are non-GMO. We don't spray with anything. They're just ready to eat. You can graze right through the greenhouses and taste some of these things. Mm-hmm. This is a new mint. And probably one thing you're smelling here is just kind of rub the foliage on this mint and smell. This is orange mint. Just try that. I'll reach across the table.
That just sounds wonderful.
Just orange. It has this mint flavor, but has an orangey scent.
It does.
And it loves this early spring. Loves being planted. Now, mints are a good ground cover, and they thrive throughout the gardens. I mean, just this is one. It's so happy. You really don't want to introduce this into the middle of your garden because it will take over.
Oh, okay.
Put it towards the outer edges or in a pot and just where you can go and pinch off and add some teas or add to the top of a salad, or it's just really interesting. I've got all the other mints. I've got peppermint and spearmint. I have all those. I've got thyme. All the herbs are in. But this one I thought, oh, you've never seen this before. We brought it in for the open house. Mm-hmm. So the guy that grew this, he'll be up on Saturday, I think. His big thing is vegetables and herbs. And so, okay, Douglas, come up and talk. Just hang out and talk to gardeners about your herbs and what the difference is between this mint and the other mints.
Sure.
So the other one that you might be smelling that's also herbal related, you've never seen this before. I got it in yesterday just for the open house. This is a white lavender. Now, those folks that know lavenders, usually it's blue or purples.
Yeah.
That's how the colors are. This one's got a white, it's got a blue hue, but the tuft at the top is pure white. You've never seen this plant before. We brought it in just for this. And the guy that grew this will be in on Sunday to just talk herbal herbs and stuff. He also grows a lot of shrubs and stuff. So Jim Roop with Monrovia Nurseries will be here just talking up plants and why you want to plant this one over another. And lavenders are famous. Back in the Greek and Roman days, they would use lavender as a disinfectant.
Really?
They would add it to their closets. They would add it to, they would make oils out of it. This is kind of the Lysol of the day.
Okay, sure.
So it's one of the best disinfectants as far as the herb family goes that you can have. But it's evergreen.
Mm-hmm.
Smells good. Hummingbirds love it.
Oh, even better.
Animals. Javelina will not touch this.
Even better.
Rabbits, deer. So if you're up against that wildland interface where the mammals are a problem, plant a lavender. But look at this. This is called, what's it called? White Spanish lavender. That's pretty original. White lavender.
Well, you know, and you look at the, you know, when I look at the color, that particular hue and the shape of it, I'm reminded when I was a little kid and I got my prized box of 64 Crayola crayons with the sharpener on the side.
That's right.
That was periwinkle.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're right. Perfect. Yeah. And you're a man. We're men talking periwinkle colors now.
It's a new world.
What does that
say? It means either we're secure or we're going to become a wedding planner,
right.
One of the two. I'm not sure which it is.
This is the best lavender I've ever grown. I had it in an oxblood red container. It was about 14 inches high, about 18 inches across, and I put one of these lavenders in the middle. It lived there for like a decade. It was the most magnificent evergreen I've ever had.
Really?
Perfectly mounding over this. It's a perfect container garden.
Mm-hmm.
I've grown it in the ground. I've grown it in raised beds. Just it'll grow anywhere as long as it's got enough sun. It needs to have the brighter the sun in the growing season. So June, it's 92 and it's blistering hot. Put it right out there and lavender just loves that. So there's a space for every kind of plant. But lavenders grow really, really well here. If you kill a lavender, it will be from overwatering. It likes soil that drains. And that's why I think it did so well in a pot. Because containers kind of drain. You're using containers, potting soils. It just does the better. Anyway.
Hmm. Boy, the colors and the fragrances here are just, do I see, that's not holly over there, is it?
Well, so.
I see the kind of spiny.
Oh, yeah. So this is a new agave.
Oh, okay.
So the guy that grew this, he's going to come up. In fact, he was unloading as I came over to the studio. And then he's going to come up Friday and Saturday, spending all weekend with us. Sabano's nursery out of Tucson. He found this plant on the outside edges of Albuquerque up in the mountains. This is a very hardy mountain agave. Now, agaves, for those of the listeners that don't know what it is, a century plant. That plant out in the desert puts on this really tall, tall flower, 10, 12, 15 feet tall. That's an agave.
Wow.
So that's what this one does. They call it a century plant because it's supposed to bloom once every century. Nah, it's about once every 10 years really what it does. It needs to be mature enough, then it just bolts. And in 1 year, has this magnificent flower that grows up. It's beautiful. This one, though, take a look at the splotches and the spines on this. Super unusual. I mean, it looks like it should only be grown in Arizona or in the Southwest, and it does. It only grows here in the Southwest. It is going to be just something you've never seen before. We brought it in for this weekend, and we'll have it through the growing season. We're introducing it this weekend, and then the guy that developed this, Chris, will be here all weekend to share and talk. I've got several of his plants, but if you like Southwestern, that courtyard, you like cactus and agaves, yuccas, this is one you definitely want to add to your collection because it's so pretty.
And we're going to talk a lot more with Ken Lane. We're just getting started on today's Q&A. That's coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQNA.com. More coming up with a mountain gardener, Ken Lane, in just a moment.
Now is the time to get that Nissan you've been wanting at the best price of the year. Right now at Lamb Nissan, every remaining 2019 must go. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. All remaining 2019s are priced to move, and the money you can save is huge. Drive a 2019 Kicks for only $16,895. A 2019 Frontier Crew Cab 4x4 for only $24,683. Or save over $10,100 off MSRP on a loaded 2019 Altima. Priced at only $21,949. We've even got a gorgeous 2019 Armada SV with over $14,200 in savings. Time is ticking away, so visit LambNissan.com for a complete list of our remaining 2019s. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
AL560016, KN798444, KC122192, KX510394. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license, dock fee, and 385.3 in package. Offer expires 3/31/2020.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey, have you seen the new cyber threat warning about the conversation
hijacking? Totally. Cyber criminals are using email account takeover and brand impersonation to insert themselves into email conversations and steal money from businesses.
Right. That's why I tell my clients about
Barracuda. Same here. They use artificial intelligence to detect and block sophisticated attacks, including account takeover and brand impersonation.
Man, I guess you did see it.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Napa know-how.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
School for Kids' Sake 2020 is here. He's all boy, 11 years old, and wishing he had a big brother. Bull for his sake. She's wishing she had a big sister to spend Saturday afternoons with. Bull for her sake. You can be a rock star to a local child by bowling with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. Start something big and make an impact. Come rock and bowl with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. Round up five friends or coworkers and become a team captain. Register online at azbigs.org or call 778-5135. You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:21 with the mountain gardener himself, Ken Lane from Waters Garden Center. Ken, remind our listeners when they can listen to your show on KQ&A.
Oh, I tell you what, we've been doing that show for years. It's every weekend, Saturdays, from 11 to noon, and I believe it, on Saturdays and Sundays, both. Mm-hmm, and it also broadcasts at 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you want to find it, you can find the podcast. You can tune into the live, to the radio. We're just available. Just your favorite podcast place. It will show up. The Mountain Gardener Radio Show would be there. But tune in live, KQ&A, here at every Saturday and Sunday, 11 to noon.
And how about that great website of yours? I'm telling you, it's like a botanical encyclopedia.
Really, I tell you what, a lot of folks wonder. I was telling you I was Instagramming and Facebooking and Twittering mm-hmm. before.
And how many followers?
We have over 20,000 followers, mm-hmm. just personally. I just said, hey, tune in. So I'm hoping folks are tuned in. Let me know if at the Garden Center if you did tune in or saw that. But it's just one of these things that small business, you know, little guys win in today's social environment. Mm-hmm. So if you want to come see my backyard, I've got too many people that want to do that. So I don't have garden tours because it's my only private place. I get away from the world. And I really don't want to invite the planet into my backyard.
Sure.
But if you want to see my backyard, if you follow me on Instagram or on Facebook, that's where all the pictures are taken. Mm-hmm. So I just, over the course of a year, you'll see my entire yard as things start to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, magnolias are blooming right now. The red buds are blooming. The pansies just look so pretty right now. So you can see my pond, container gardens. If you're into Pinterest, last fall I took a board. I just set up a board. I said, here's Ken and Lisa's container gardens.
Yeah.
You want ideas? We just create a whole board. It's something we can do with the phone so easily. And so the radio show is just an extension of that.
Sure.
I guess it's an extension of that. The newsletters. I mean, I have more readers or followers of my news, of my weekly garden column for my personal emails than I do the local papers. So,
do you ever get contacted by people across the country wanting your opinion for their plant-related pieces?
Yeah. I just did an interview 2 days ago for Garden Center Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking at how do you see the forecast? We were just awarded. In fact, I just took my team to New Orleans.
Huh.
You're kind of the first one to hear about this. I haven't broadcast it yet, but we are number 92. So there's 82,000 garden centers across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the top 100 list. If you make the top 100 largest, we're a little Prescott, Arizona. We're competing with people in New York and Chicago and L.A., friends that own huge garden centers. We're one little place in here, but we're number 92. Last year, we were number 98. So it's our second year to actually make that list. But
wow.
We flew our team down to New Orleans. They have celebrations and education. We bring in consultants. We just connect. If you hang out in a room of really smart people, you just naturally get smarter. So my team's
osmosis.
Sitting there going, wow, we do have it going on. So
isn't
it gives
something?
Them some pride factor.
Yeah.
We make them famous and kind of make them feel good about where they work. And we fly home going, yeah, we did it. Yeah, rah, rah.
Speaking of celebrations with your open house, your spring open house this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, tomorrow at about 3 o'clock, you're going to have a happy hour only with plants. What is that all about?
Well, we hold classes every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of our thing. So Harold Swatter started that 40 years ago. And so free garden class. His thought was, if you teach a person to fish, it's better than, you know, you feed them for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Give a person a fish, feed them
for eat one day. Yeah.
So we teach people to garden. And if they do that, they'll come back and garden with us. sure. over and over. And that has proved out that formula for small. I mean, my name's Ken. We're just neighbors talking over the back fence. We're just friends. Here's what works for me. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think will work for you. That whole mindset or voice, or that's the whole radio show. That's a garden classes on the weekends. So we've been holding the classes every Saturday mm-hmm. at 9 o'clock in the morning. Well, it gets too busy. It gets the clogs up the parking lot. So we've shifted things to Fridays at 3. Mm-hmm. So from this point, for starting this tomorrow, this Friday, we'll start hosting a 3 o'clock class. And this weekend, it's tomorrow, it's how to grow peonies. How to plant, how to actually plant a physical tree, how to actually have better success in installing any of this stuff I brought in the studio. Because mm-hmm. there's a technique that really works, because our soil is so rough.
Yeah.
It's just hard.
You know, on your webpage, I saw a commentary from one of your followers who said that the best way to get your soil ready is with a jackhammer.
You
know, I got a kick out of that.
We have, I've got two planting crews. I've got two trucks that roll around, multiple people there in the trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to buy the guys, I've had women work on the planting crews, but basically three guys right now. I had to buy them a 70-pound jackhammer, the big one. We've always had a 35-pound electric jackhammer.
There's
a picture of this at Ken. I said, boss, we need a bigger jackhammer. Can we go get one? I'm going, well, why do you need one? Why do you need a $300, $400 jackhammer on each truck?
Why do I need
to spend $1,000? Why? I said, well, I think it'll make it go faster. It's been the best investment we've ever made.
Really?
They're getting through holes, able to make them larger, knock out the sides. You can't go through a boulder, but you can definitely go through a caliche layer or a heavier soil and knock out those sides and break up the chunks faster. So the success rate has gone up and the planting time has gone down for the crews going out. So if you're getting a big tree, I mean, anything 15-gallon and above, I have the guys come plant it for me at my house. It's just too hard.
Yeah.
The smaller thing, 5 gallons, 10 gallons, yeah, I do that all day long. But there's a place, there's a way to use those services at your local garden center
that can
blend in with your own gardeners or your own mm-hmm. back.
And we are talking with Ken Lane, the mountain gardener from Waters Garden Center. More coming up with Ken in just a moment. Time to take a break for our local and state news and weather on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com. Don't go away. More coming up with Ken after news and weather.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012825, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Okay, come on, Darby, let's go.
What a sunrise. This is Thumb Butte at its best.
We're all about bright, healthy futures at YRMC's James Family Heart Center. And our Echo Alert program is a shining example. It was designed by YRMC's innovative heart team to find heart valve disease early. That means we treat heart valve disease faster in our community, and we use the latest leading-edge procedures. In fact, the Heart Center's Echo Alert program is now a national care model. A better way to manage heart valve disease, the most advanced treatments, exceptional heart specialists, and your bright, healthy future. All at the James Family Heart Center at YRMC. Inspired by you.
Now is the time to get that Nissan you've been wanting at the best price of the year. Right now at Lamb Nissan, every remaining 2019 must go. Hello, this is Ed Walsh. All remaining 2019s are priced to move, and the money you can save is huge. Drive a 2019 Kicks for only $16,895. A 2019 Frontier Crew Cab 4x4 for only $24,683. Or save over $10,100 off MSRP on a loaded 2019 Altima, priced at only $21,949. We've even got a gorgeous 2019 Armada SV with over $14,200 in savings. Time is ticking away, so visit LambNissan.com for a complete list of our remaining 2019s. And come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Lamb Nissan, we're here to serve.
KL560016, KN798444, KC122192, KX510394. Price includes all manufacturer rebates plus tax, title, license,
document, and package. Offer expires 3/31/2020.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday the 12th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. Now that coronavirus is a global pandemic, as determined by the World Health Organization, Governor Doug Ducey declares a state of emergency for Arizona.
Governor Ducey says calling this declaration will help Arizona stay one step ahead of the virus as more COVID-19 cases are expected.
Nothing here today should be misinterpreted. These are proactive measures to limit community spread.
The declaration means more resources to protect high-risk groups like the elderly. DHS Director Kara Crist.
Arizona will receive $12.4 million to support the public health response to the COVID-19 outbreak.
The governor's executive order is also geared to confronting price gouging when it comes to coronavirus patient expenses. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Showers and storms, some could be heavy, continuing today through Saturday morning, warming to rainy highs around 55 today in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, only 46 and windy and rainy tomorrow, clearing to 52 Saturday, with overnight lows a rainy 38. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the same showers and storms, warming to 63 today, only 55 and breezy and wet tomorrow. A partly sunny 61 Saturday, chilling after bedtime tonight to a very wet 44. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment on KQNA.
Little League baseball, soccer camps, police and fire departments, charities that serve you and your neighbors. A community is made up of things like these that we do for each other. Findlay Buick GMC gives back. We donate to groups who work to build up the youth of the Quad Cities. We pay taxes that go into roads and first responders and buy local supplies from area businesses. Our dedicated Buick and GMC team members turn their work into salaries for their families and groups they support. And our professional team is made up of local residents determined to give you the best car buying experience possible and the best price. So Findlay Buick will meet or beat any dealer in the state on the same make, model, and year. Findlay GMC is Northern Arizona's source for trucks. New, pre-owned, stock, level, or lifted. We've got the professional grade you want. Findlay Buick GMC Prescott is the local dealer that works to be your best community partner. Stop in or visit FindlayBuickGMC.com and let us know what we can do for you.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You're listening
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:34 with the Mountain Gardener, Ken Lane, whose show airs twice every weekend here on KQ&A as he prepares for the 58th annual Spring Open House. Ken, tell us about the classes that you have where people with almost any kind of gardening or landscaping concern can learn a whole lot.
You know, we learned years ago that gardening here at the high elevation Southwest is different. If you're bringing your habits from Phoenix up the hill to here, you can almost delete everything you learned and reboot and start over. It's just so different. If you're coming from Chicago, the East Coast, most of the garden information you're getting is actually developed for Washington, D.C., to Boston, over to Chicago. That's where all the bodies live. That's where the best garden. They call it
The media centers are.
That's right. They call it the Great Garden Arc. It goes from Seattle to Chicago over to basically D.C. Mm-hmm. That's where most of the garden content is. Going, dang it, if you're gardening there, you try to do that here, you're going to have more failures than successes. So we started these classes. They're every weekend. If you want to take a look, it's watersgardencenter.com. There's a big classes button right on the front page. You can't miss it. All of them are listed there. Mm-hmm. Or if you're a Facebooker, under the events tab, you know, Facebook.com/watersgardencenter. If you want to find us, it's under events. All the classes are there. And so every week it's a different topic that's right for this. When do you start gardening with peonies? Well, have a peony class. When do you start gardening for roses or vegetables or flowers? We've got garden containers. We've got a class on that at the appropriate time. Pruning. When do you prune? That was back in January. So if you want to take a look at that, they're always free. You get to hang out with really cool people that like funky hats and brightly colored gloves. I mean, just gardeners, and we talk garden talk. And it's pretty interesting. We have different experts come in and share their knowledge. I teach many of the classes. This tomorrow's class, I'll be teaching how to plant with my planter. So my lead foreman is going to come in, and we're going to teach this class together. He's a little nervous. He's never taught a class, but he's late 20s, energetic, and he's really good. And he's been planting for me for years.
Well, he has a good mentor.
And he's going, boss, help me. I'm going, you'll do fine, Will. This will be good. So that's another one. I mean, like this plant.
Mm-hmm.
This is a brand new viola. It's pure black. Black as black can be with a little dot of a blue center.
Yeah.
It's never been seen. We brought it in for this weekend, specifically for now. The grower that grew this will be here to share how he does it, where he got the color. You can learn all that stuff. But if you really want to, at a garden center, here's the insider tip. Maybe I shouldn't share this, but
it's just between us.
Yeah. And you're, 50,000
listeners
right now.
Listeners, yeah.
You might want to pull over and pull out note and pen now if you're driving. Really, a secret is if you want to see the latest stuff that just arrived, typically from Wednesday afternoon through Friday afternoon, I'll unload probably 5 to 8 trucks of plants from different farms all over the Southwest. They come. The vegetables come in Wednesday afternoon. The flowers come in Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. The shrubs come in Thursday afternoon. The trees will typically come in. And we're always restocking. If you want to open up those trucks, it's like Christmas.
Yeah.
You open those things up and you go, oh, what's in bloom? What's new? Oh, I've never seen that before. It's kind of exciting. The only thing I request, you can come in and we'll put you to work if you're not careful, is just be careful. That back dock can have a lot of moving parts.
Oh,
don't
sure.
get run over by the forklift.
Yeah.
You run down by a cartload of petunias.
Mm-hmm.
But hanging baskets are in. I just got some hanging baskets that are a wave petunia, new color mix. It's in a 14-inch bowl. These things have to be every bit of 2 foot across. And pansies love growing in the late winter, early spring. I can't say winter anymore. Spring is like Thursday, isn't it?
It's like the 19th
is officially spring.
Wow.
Where did winter go?
Where did winter go? I'm glad it's gone, though.
I am, too.
I'm not
a
winter person myself.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And, Ken, when people come here from other parts of the country, it all starts with the soil, right?
Oh, yeah.
And on your webpage, you have 4 super easy garden soil tests. My favorite one is the worm test. Explain.
So it's time to get soils ready. So mm-hmm. how can I help people? What can I write a column on that would help people realize what their soil is? And the first and foremost soil test, if you dig a hole, a 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, just dig a regular shovel hole, and you don't see one worm in that soil, you have dead soil.
Really?
Many of us have, nothing living is there. You put a living, breathing flower like this Gerber daisy, you put it in that dead soil, it won't grow. It might sit there and live and survive and struggle, but it will turn yellow, it'll be wispy and thin, it'll look, chlorosis will set in, it'll struggle. You need a living, the living part of your garden is in the soil. That's where the mycorrhizals live, the fungi, the beneficial insects like worms, that's where they live. And they have this symbiotic relationship with the plants that encourage new root growth. So if you don't, if you don't have a handful, at least 10 worms in a 12 by 12 by 12 space, you need to do something. Add some organic, add some compost, get some living stuff in there. Our plants are all injected with beneficial microbial bacterias. Mm-hmm. There's some beneficial things that plants like. And so if you've got some of that in the soil, you plant it, it will naturally feed off the rest of that compost and just grow. It like inoculates your soil. So that's why our plants, we're known as the reason that our plants live. Our competitors may not live as well. But that's one of the insider secrets of what we do. We actually add the beneficial things you need in your garden, in your soil. So every plant you plant has that.
Now, a really dumb question.
Yeah.
Do you sell worms?
We do. Yeah. I've got a local worm farmer. In fact, I should try to invite him, see if I can get him to... I'll see if I can have him come in and talk worms with people. That would be good.
Or else you can talk one of our dogs.
Yeah.
Are the worms, are they enriching the soil, aerating it, or are they just avoiding it if it's dead?
They actually are taking the organics, they digest that, poop it out.
Return it to the soil.
Yes, return the soil. They add some beneficial enzymes that help, and then the plants can actually pick up that, and they aerate the soil all at the same time.
So they make dead soil come alive.
They really do.
How about that? It's amazing.
You can actually take non-worms, so just worm compost, add it, and the enzymes within that composted worm material is beneficial to plants. It will respond just instantly.
How amazing. So what are the final touches that you and Lisa and your crew have to do for the spring open house?
We're kind of ready. Really what our place is, it's a botanical garden.
We were
talking off air just a moment ago. It's really, we design it to be a botanical garden where you can take a piece of it home with you.
Yeah, sure.
If you want to see what an evergreen looks like in late winter, now is a time to come and shop those because they're right out there in the open. They're exposed to the air. If you want to see what a forsythia looks like as it just opens, we have three varieties, different heights. You can see them all. They have different flower sizes. They're all yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time to look at that and go, whoa, I like that one. If you want to see what pansies look like, we have probably 20 different colors. They love being planted now, outdoors, right out there. Let it snow. Let it get freeze. They love that. So you can shop that and actually see and take a piece home and go, oh, I like that one.
So with all those plants you have in the outdoor air at Waters Garden Center, if the weather forecast calls for below freezing that night, what do you guys have to do?
So what we mainly do, we've got only the plants that can take that outdoors. Then we have greenhouses that we can shut the sides and add air. We can kind of take the edge off. We do want to harden them off, is what they call it. They come in out of greenhouses from other places. Then we want them to adapt very quickly to our temperatures. So we don't really heat the greenhouses very much. We might put it up to 40 degrees. We let it go right down there to bump up against freezing so they can be hardened off. So you can go out and plant it in your yards and you've got success. So the main things, if you've got fruit trees that bloom early and you're worried about them, you know, you won't have apples or peaches or apricots or nectarines, there, water things, looks like things are moist now. If you need to, you can add a light source, so heat. So Christmas lights, they're so easy. It's string a few strands up, put it towards the middle of the tree, keep them on at night. Your neighbors will think you're crazy and fun, but they won't when you bring over a bag of apricots to them. And then secondly, you can cover things, so a sheet or something. Do not use plastic. It actually does more damage. It holds the cold in. You want to use a breathable material like a sheet, a quilt, a canvas. We've got frost cover. It's a lightly woven material. Things that keep the cold out so the frost lands on top of that and keeps the heart of that that tree, shrub, whatever, intact. I would say if it's not in bloom, don't worry about it. There's no exposure. It's decided it's going to wait till it's warmer. So don't worry about things. Things like daffodils and tulips, don't worry about those. They've got so much antifreeze built into the structure of that they won't be damaged. So most folks lose their heads. If in doubt, take a picture, bring it in. We can tell you, oh, that one, worry about. This one, don't worry about. Here's some things you do. But keep it moist. Put a heat source. Cover it if you're really worried, especially fruit trees. That would be the last bit of advice.
And looking at the calendar, roughly when will be a good time to start planting your garden?
Well, you can put – I've already got kale, lettuce, mints. They're all in. You can start planting now. Just plant spring things.
Mm-hmm.
Don't plant your summer things yet.
So they won't
tomatoes,
take the freeze, yeah.
They won't take the cold. But spring things love the cold. So that's one. And the last bit of advice I can tell you, the most important thing you can do in the month of March, fertilize. We have no natural occurring plant foods in our soil. The best thing you can do for that pinyon pine that you have in the yard that you had to sever some roots on, or that new fruit tree or a hedgerow for privacy screen, a new rose, fertilize, and use an organic fertilizer. I made a couple of them, a 744 all-purpose food that's like magic that for local landscapes. Then I made an organic fertilizer for fruit trees and vegetables, purely organic. It's meat meals and bone meals and stuff. If you want to keep it completely organic, I can help you do that and make it super easy and make it more flavorful. It's a mix that really brings a flavor out on those apples, brings the size of those cherries up, increases the grape harvest. So that's the last bit of advice I can give you that'll really up the game of your listeners right now.
And tell people how they can contact you and come see you at Waters Garden Center.
Thank you for that. We are at watersgardencenter.com, or just say, Siri, how do I get to Waters Garden Center? And they will guide you right in. We're out Iron Springs Road, kind of right the heart of Prescott, right by the hospital. You can almost walk from the hospital to the garden center. The last business on Iron Springs Road on your left-hand side. You can't miss us. Just look for all the big green greenhouses.
Or just roll down your window and sniff.
You can do that, too.
That is Ken Lane, the Mountain Gardener. Stay tuned, because we're going to talk to Sanford Cohen about all these cancellations going on. That's coming up next on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at KQNA.com. Don't go away.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
The Crossroads of the West Gun Show returns to the Findlay Toyota Center March 28th and 29th, and you can win tickets by registering online at kqna.com. Our lucky winner will also get a gift card for Papa Murphy's Pizza, a pair of tickets to the 1A tribute to Blood, Sweat, and Tears at the Elks Opera House, and a pair of tickets to Yavapai College Spring Sports. Sign up today for our prize package at kqna.com, and don't miss the Crossroads of the West Gun Show March 28th and 29th at the Findlay Toyota Center.
Hello, this is Mark Goligoski. I feel fortunate to have been raised in Prescott, where I have also raised my family. School is my business, and supporting our public schools is everyone's business. We are always grateful when you pay your taxes, you choose to donate to PUSD and keep your tax dollars local. Your donations of up to $200 as an individual and $400 as a couple will fund all our extracurricular activities. Please go online to PrescottSchools.com and continue to invest in the future of Prescott. PUSD, where every child, every day matters.
Are you ready for the 2020 census? This is Prescott Valley Council Member Rick Anderson, and the census matters to everyone who cares about the quality of life in Prescott Valley. Census data gets used by businesses to make investment decisions and create jobs. Prescott Valley's state shared revenue depends on you. Be sure you count for Prescott Valley. Look for your census notification in March 2020. Participation is easy. Say, I count for Prescott Valley.
You're listening.
listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:49. I have to be on my good behavior because the boss is in the studio. Sanford Cohen is here. What the heck is going on these days?
Boy, isn't that the truth.
Oh, my gosh. It's like a science fiction movie.
Yeah. I know that, you know, we want to keep the opportunities to transmit viruses to at an absolute minimum, and I understand all that. I would think that if we were going to be very creative about this, instead of just banning the whole season or whatever, just ban like every other row, you know, so that, you know, people will, you know, not have anybody within, you know, 10 feet of them, you know, and then, you know, let everybody come in, you know, one at a time in alphabetical order. And, you know, I'm not trying to make light. It's a serious situation.
Well, sure, yeah.
And everything. Last night, it was really kind of an otherworldly experience. We were down at the Northern Arizona Suns game, and they introduced the players. We're like ready for tip-off, and then some guy comes running onto the court with a phone in his ear from Suns management, I presume. And gradually, over the next 10-15 minutes, the players for the Salt Lake City Stars walked off the court, and then the players from our team gradually walked off the court, and the music kept playing, and we're all kind of standing around going, what the heck is going on? Well, then they ran the cheerleaders out to throw T-shirts out to the crowd, and so what happened, as far as my personal experience, a little birdie told me that two of the players on the Salt Lake City Stars roster were up with the big club the previous game. That's where Rudy Gobert, the starting center for Utah Jazz, was then later found to have contracted the COVID-19 coronavirus. And so when this became known, I guess, is when they decided to go ahead and pull the players off the floor. But when I figured it out, it was like, okay, I guess we are going to just put on our coats and leave. So that's basically what we did, and they did make an announcement on the overhead probably about 15-20 minutes later. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, and then we heard right in the middle of all that the NBA season had been postponed, followed shortly by the National Hockey League season. Now the Major League Baseball season is going to be spring training is gone, but
the regular season
will be postponed for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We are going to get a little bit more insight into this tomorrow on Let's Talk Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Luke Lipinski, who does the in-between periods show for the Coyotes, will have the latest on the NHL season, and he'll be joining us live tomorrow at 4. But this afternoon, after we have an interview with Laura Lee Nye about the Prescott Valley Census during Talk of the Town at 4, at 4:30, I just completed an interview with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, who has some really good news regarding the development of a coronavirus vaccine in Israel. He also gives us some unique perspective on what day-to-day life in Israel has become in the wake of the coronavirus. There is a travel ban right now with regard to incoming people at the State of Israel. Everyone, whether it's a foreign national or an Israeli citizen, everyone that comes into the State of Israel now must endure a mandatory 14-day quarantine. And not only that, if you cannot show when you arrive in the country that you have 14 days of continuous residence within a single location, you will not be allowed to enter the country. And so this actually impacted Terry and myself directly. We were planning on visiting Israel next Wednesday. We were going to be arriving next Thursday, a week from today. We have two Airbnbs. The first Airbnb we have for 10 days. second Airbnb for longer than that. But because we could not show 14 days of continuous residency upon arrival in the state of Israel, we were advised by Mayor Rubin, not to come to the country because they would not have allowed us in. We would have had to literally keep ourselves and our bags at the airport in quarantine until we could get a flight back to the States. So rather than do that, we just chose to cancel everything and not make the trip. Now, there's another little wrinkle to this, and that is on Saturday, we were at an event down in Fountain Hills with Congressman Paul Gosar. And within a day or two of that, Gosar announced that he was going into self-quarantine because he had evidently crossed paths with someone that may have had the coronavirus or something at some other event.
That was at CPEC.
Right. So here we are. We have travel plans, and we've got this, very quick meeting with Gosar. I don't think we exchanged any droplets or anything. But nonetheless, how good would we have felt to go to Israel and be with our kids, with the possibility that we might be incubating this virus? So everything happens for a reason. So the fact is, as heartbroken as we are to not make the trip, we'll have to do it later in the year. Mm-hmm. But yet here we are now having to deal with, this affects our radio stations quite dramatically because we carry the Diamondbacks, the Coyotes, the Cardinals. This is our sports group, and these people are hurting, and the folks that have tickets now are having to figure out how they're going to be compensated for their tickets and everything. So it's just one big mess.
In 60 seconds or less, is there any connection you think, because you're obviously been a businessman for 35 years, you have a degree in economics, is there any connection between the fact that the World Health Organization officially declared this a pandemic and these sports venues and their teams can possibly use their insurance now to cover these losses?
Now, that's an interesting idea. That's the first time I've ever heard of that.
Really?
So that's the
first thing came to mind for me.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they have contingency plans for almost anything, but if they do it themselves, that's their choice. This, they have no control over.
I certainly wish that they had that apply to my accommodations in Israel. That would have been nice. I will never, ever go on a major trip again, by the way, without trip insurance.
Yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yep. Good to know. Oh, my goodness.
So we'll have those interviews for you at 4 o'clock today. It'd be very cool to see what Mayor Rubin has to say about the Israeli vaccine.
And that's on Talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, today at 4 o'clock. Thank you for joining us. In the meantime, stay tuned for Ben Shapiro, followed at 4 o'clock by Talk of the Town. Join me back here Monday with dentist Dr. Mark Sinard and economic journalist Sean Flanagan. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.